everybody wants, but you won't fool them all forever. I've been getting fooled for a long, long time, and I've reached the end of my tether. And it looks like there's a few that's ever arrived on the same page. Cause I turned on the news today and a smile broke across my face. See, I thought that romance was a thing of the past, and that standing up for what you believe was only done in Greece and France. So we had lost our interest in what people had to say, and in this country protest and lost its way. Dancing in Milbank, baby, there's no need to hide from all the cameras, cause the public's on your side. Dancing in Milbank with a twinkle in your eye, with a stone in your pocket and your fist clenched in the sky. Pick up a paper now and tell me what you see. They blame the whole lot on a small minority. The loony left and the anarchist and the SWP. But we saw thousands dancing on our TV screens. Dancing in Milbank, baby, there's no need to hide from all the cameras, cause the public's on your side. Dancing in Milbank with a twinkle in your eye, with a stone in your pocket and your fist clenched in the sky. Dancing in Milbank, baby, there's no need to hide from all the cameras, cause the public's on your side. Dancing in Milbank with a twinkle in your eye, with a stone in your pocket and your fist clenched in the sky. With a stone in your pocket and your fist clenched in the sky. With a stone in your pocket and your fist clenched in the sky. With a stone in your pocket and your fist clenched in the sky.
Hello and welcome to BCP. It's BCP 363. It's me, Pete Kogel, back for another week of 10 tracks of excellent music. Starting off with that particular one, that was Dancing in Milbank by the Supernovas. You've heard them before on the show. Our excellent band. You can find them at thesupernovas.com. I picked that up from the usual place I pick it up, which is Stromerville. Stromerville.com. Registered charity. Great place for music and great place for hearing the Supernovas, amongst others. They were on a tour with the Supernovas, with the rest of the Stromerville crew earlier in the year, and was good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. So, welcome aboard. We have, as I said, 10 tracks of excellent music. They're going to go from all over, from lots of different things. Lots of different types of music, lots of different styles, and a bit of news here and there. A bit of news this week. Something has started again. I'm not going to be interested in it, but you might be. This is Big Brother.
Thank you. sacrificing the truth. Desolation angels are singing to oblivious fools. Compartmentalized, separate and broken, we blindly follow their rules.
Yes, Big Brother was back on the screens in here in the UK on Channel 5, which is a strange place to put it, different. It was cancelled by Channel 4 in the UK and moved to Channel 5 this year, which is a strange thing to do. I am absolutely bemused as to why anybody would want to resurrect something that was so fundamentally dead, but never mind, that's it. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the excellent track, Big Brother, which was by Rich Shelton. And Rich Shelton and his band, the Rebel Soul Band. I was thinking as I sort of found this, I found this on SoundCloud just a short while ago. I thought this is familiar. Is this a non-pod safe track? I must have heard this before somewhere. And I went and did what I normally do, which is checked and see if I'd played it. I had on PCP 102 in something like 2007. Fantastic track, loved that. Big Brother by Rebel Soul Band at rebelsoulband.com. Rich Shelton is the main guy behind that, and check him out at SoundCloud.com from California in the US. Right, let's get funky.
Oh, the boys and punks, they got me tickle pink. Look at my face, see my eyes, surprise, I'm a jet, but got your head nodding in the blink of an eye.
Expect me to get funky without a bit of a twist, would you? So I mean, that's the sort of thing that you wouldn't expect at all. That was Music Video Orchestra by Omodaka from Tokyo in Japan, of course. Available from FareastRecording.com is where you'll find Omodaka. Got that from Iota Promonet, which means, dear listener, you can download that particular track if you are so inclined to do so by going to PeteKogel.com. Have a look for PCP hash 363 go down to track 3. You don't get that on normal radio, do you? Bit of burping, yes, bit of burping. Actually, you might get more burping next week. By the time you're listening to this particular podcast, if you download it very early, I will be up in that there London again for a mini pod crawl. Irk, one of the probably the only one of few, I would have said, Australian podcasters that I know about, and the only music podcaster from Australia that I know about, is going to be in Europe, and he's being in London, and we're going to go and see him with a bunch of few mates. So Clear This is going to be there, Colin from Robrus, Rowley from Dark Compass, not the whole usual clan, but you know, a fair few of us, and it'll be a bit of fun. At least it's away from being in the rat race.
Always running. Oh, you're running, yeah. If you're running in the rat race and you win, you're still a rat. If you're not in tag in the first place, you'll never have to worry about that. You're always running around. Slow down, try to get your feet back on the ground. Cool down, the rat, him always want more. Not more and more, but money galore. Too busy to see and hear. Full up of stress, full of fear. Don't throw away the years. Lord, no, don't throw away the years. If you're running in the rat race, be aware. So busy competing, you haven't got no friend nowhere. There'll be no one to care, no love, so get out of there, I swear. And you win, you're still a rat. If you no enter in the first place, you'll never feel worried about that. You're always running around. Slow down, try to get your feet back on the ground. Cool down, the rat, him always want more. Not more and more, but money galore. Too busy to see and hear, full of stress and full of fear. Oh, don't throw away the years. Oh, don't throw away the years. If you're running in the rat race, be aware. You've been so busy competing, ain't got no friend nowhere. Care so get out of there. Yes, I swear.
Yes, I swear.
No. Beware. Whoa, oh, I swear. The rat in always want more. Not more and more, but money galore. Too go busy to see me. Full up a stress and fall up a fee. Don't show we send on to we.
For all the rats out there running around in the rat race, that was Running in the Rat Race by Benjamin. Quite an old track, actually. I think it's from something like 2008. Available from Neblina Sound at neblinasound.com, which is an excellent label. Only about five or six things on that label, but all worth checking out. So go do that. Speaking of record labels, there's a new one on the block. It's called Earth City Records. There isn't a website as such yet, but it's going to be coming along soon. There's a Facebook group for it. That's Records with a Z or a Z at the end of it, put together by Celt Islam. This is a track, in fact the title track, Raqs El Maghreb, featuring Dawood Kringle, title track of his new EP.
Thank you.
ever-excellent Celt Islam, of course. You can find him at keltislam.com. You can find the particular EP that I mentioned, Rax El Al-Maghreb, at keltislam.bandcamp.com. That one particular featured Daoud Kringle. He's featured on a couple of his tracks before. And as I said, looking forward to Earth City Records with a Z when it comes out, so that should be very good. He's already taking interest from many other musicians, and the nice thing is, of course, being a musician himself, he knows exactly what to do. So it's sort of a parallel in a way to what I'm trying to do here, because I'm sort of with Angel Dust Records, my Creative Commons record label. I'm sort of using the channel of this podcast to create something that I hope people will like, and clearly Celt Islam has got a big channel of influence, as it were, to various different people who've loved his music, and now he's spreading the love and making a record label that will fit that. So very good, very good. Spread the love, listen to it lots of times. Right, this is Heaven Till You Say by Fire Island Pines. Was Fire Island Pines, and Fire Island Pines does in fact appear to be a resort, but that's in the US. These are from Southwest England, somewhere in sort of Bristol, West Country area. Or you? Why do I always do that when I say West Country? I go into my West Country accent. From Volpiano Records at volpiano.tumblr.com, you can find Fire Island Pines at myspace.com/Fire Island Pines Band. Good stuff. Here's something from another label called the label's called Sublime Port, Sublime P-O-R-T-E. This is a track by Sublime Port, who appear to be an artist of their own, a remix of a track called Red Apple. This is the Beto Nam remix.
We'll be right back.
That was Red Apple, one of many remixes available on Sublime Port. That's Sublime Port Records at sublimeport.net. That's P-O-R-T-E. That particular remix, the Beto Nam remix. Beto Nam is the dubsteppy name of a guy called Tufan Demir. You can find him at soundcloud.com/ Tufan, T-U-F-A-N, dash Demir, D-E-M-I-R, from Istanbul in Turkey. Rather good. Hope you like that. Right, Moonbutton time. This is a track originally by Basshead. It's called Wino, W-Y-N-O. This is the Micro Prophet Moonbutton remix. Wino, the Micro Prophet Mubaton remix, originally by Basshead. That one is available, as I said, by Micro Prophet. Find him at soundcloud.com, Micro Prophet. From Ottawa in Canada, and very good it was too. There's another track available, not on an album this time, and as I understand it, a little bit for a laugh. This is UFO, Unidentified Feline Object, by Secret Archives.
I can see it. I can see it, but what is it? See it,
but we don't know what it is. That was Unidentified Feline Object by Secret Archives of the Vatican, of course. Find them at brokendrumrecords.com, as of course where you'll find everything. That one's available for free. You can go and download their fantastic new album Barbary Lion from various different places and name your own price. And I suggest you do that. They're doing rather well at the moment, I think, on some of the downloads. Not everybody's is paying up. Some people are downloading for free, which of course is you know is fine. That's what they chose the price for. They didn't particularly choose a price that was at a lower level or a high level. It was name your own price, including nothing. So I do hope that they make something out of it and they manage to sort of continue, because nobody does this for free. I mean, I suppose I do this for free, but I do it because I enjoy it, and I do enjoy the sort of camaraderie and the what's the word I'm looking for? the social aspects of it all. That's the most important thing, and of course the social aspects of being a podcast as well. I get to meet with various different artists, get to meet with various different podcasts, and it's a bit of a laugh, you know. It's a bit of a laugh, and it's good fun. I will go and now leave you with one last track. This is from an album that was actually recorded last time you heard this podcast on the 15th. Was it the 15th? What day is it today? It is going to be the 20th. This comes out. The 13th is actually recorded on one day. It's from an album, All in One Day, from BFW Recordings. This is volume 3 of their album On One Day, and they encourage everyone that gets involved to literally write, record, and put together an album all in one day, and it's a big thing with lots of different versions of different stuff. Some of it's ambient, some of it's slightly acoustic, some of it's some of it's just fantastic, really. And this is What's in the Day by Ketsa. Ketsa is from London in England. Find him at ketsa.co.uk. That's ketsa.co.uk, and check this particular track out. Thank you. Very nice track, that. What's in a Day? Recorded in a day on the 13th of August 2011. Put together on an album and released on Monday the 15th. Quite a hell of an achievement, really, for BFW Recordings. So go check them out at bfwrecordings.com. As I said, that is volume 3. They've done it twice before, and it's getting better and better. So good stuff, good stuff. Hope you've enjoyed the tracks. There's been 10 of them. We've had all sorts of music from all sorts of places. We've told you a few interesting bits of new news. Don't forget to check out Earth City Records when it comes out. And don't forget to check out BFW Recordings, two of the major things that have happened this week. But of course, there's lots of other things happening as well, like the new Secret Archives album, the new remixes by Sublime Port, and, well, don't forget Angel Dust Records as well, angelsdustrecords.com. We'll find a fantastic album. I'm actually working already on ADR number two with an artist I won't name at this moment in time until I get things all sorted out, but it's coming along rather nicely. Until next week, when I shall presumably have some commentary, perhaps some drunken ramblings from Pod Crawl. Until then, see you soon, folks.